Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Get Hired Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. This is where I, Coach Laika Maravilla, will give you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you land your dream job. Whether internship yan, position, or promotion, I'm here to coach you through the entire process. I'm rooting for you, kaya tara, simulan na natin. What is a startup and why do so many people want to join this industry where people work hard and compete with so many talented people for big rewards? We're going to talk about that with someone who knows what it takes for you to succeed in this industry, none other than the CEO and founder of Podcast Network Asia, Mr. Ron Baetiong. Let's listen to him talk about what it takes to get hired by a startup. All right. So like I said, sa intro kanina, we're going to have a very special guest in this episode. If you are still thinking about what the startup industry is or what does it take for you to be part of this, I would say young, tapos raring to go and very lucrative din sometimes. And at times, if you know the right moves na industry, we have the one and only, the big boss. Yes, big boss of Podcast Network Asia. We have Ron Baetiong right now. Hi, Ron.
Thank you so much, Coach Laika. Again, I'm really big, but not a boss. Just big. There you go. Thanks so much for having me on Get Hired. And I hope we can get more people get hired in this pandemic. Because to be honest with you, there's a lot of jobs out there. The problem is, sometimes everybody is pitching the same thing. You have to make yourself stand out. And hopefully I can give a tip or two to help you get hired and get that money. There you go.
Yan. At nasa veins na rin tayo ng pitching, just so you know, okay? Just before recording this, I was watching how Sir Ron was pitching din sa the final pitch, di ba? Dun sa show na yon. And you would learn a lot of tips talaga from him. But I guess, Ron, the first question I have is this. Kasi, again, in the market that we have and in how things are in the country pa rin. When you say, I'm going to work for a startup, a lot of the parents would ask, eh, ano startup? Bakit hindi na lang sa big corporations or sa existing companies? Why would you take that risk of joining a startup? What is a startup ba? And what does make it different from the usual companies or corporations that we have out there?
Since you're a coach, like I'll be academic when I answer this question. Because a startup company, to be honest, guys, is not just a new company, okay? So if you watch the Netflix K-drama Startup, okay, by definition, the one definition that I like using the most is that a startup is a temporary organization designed to look for a repeatable and scalable business model, meaning it's not yet a business, okay? It's designed to look for that business model that they can scale over time. So, and it usually starts by trying to solve the one thing that all startups try to do. It's solving a problem using a scalable business model using technology. So it's a tech startup. There's always a tech component to it, right? So if you, again, watch the next Netflix K-drama Startup, that's what it is. So what makes a startup company different is by default, its nature. It's in a search for something. And by default, it's small. So I always like to use this quote from Robert Kiyosaki, right? That they said, when you're young, work to learn, not to earn. And in a startup, that's where you are actually going to learn a lot of things. Because since they're small and you're looking for that common goal to solve a problem, all your efforts are going to be needed, whether you're an intern, a fresh grad, or whatever it may be, because you get to wear so many hats at the same time. There's no divisions. There's no teams. Okay? It's just a few, probably 5 to 10 people at the start, but you get to get the best experience where you can get the best immersion without having to go through that so-called corporate ladder.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. You know, one of the things that I guess you would gain more setting a startup versus a corporate giant is experience.
Correct.
Real, dirty, hands-on experience with maybe not the level of supervision that you usually expect sa mga companies. So it gives you a bit of a free rein, but full ownership over your actions. So I would say siguro up front that maybe being part of a startup may not be for everyone, but for those brave few who want to learn more things at a faster pace, this is the industry for you. Now, of course, I did my own research then, Kairon. No? Yeah. And I love this article that you had about the 15 things you learned when you failed your first startup. And number one, actually, hindi lang one eh, but out of the 15 lessons that you put up, I would say about maybe half of it is about people. It's about hiring people to work with you.
Correct.
And the first thing that you have on your list was this: choose your team like choosing a significant other. So my question then would be this: if people wanted to work for you or work for a startup in general, what are the things that you're looking for when it comes to your candidate or teammate?
So I'm on my third startup now. And the reason why I'm able to share that, my first startup, just to provide context, my first startup, I did that for 6 years. It was an app called PartyFile. It gets people into the clubs. Became the biggest nightlife app in Asia. That failed after 6 years. And I did that from literally college all the way to around when I was 26, 27 years old. So a lot of my 20s was spent on that. My second startup, got acquired after 12 months that I put it up. And that's where I achieved my short-term dream of buying my mom a house. And now my third one is P&E, right? And why I say it's people all the time, because again, at the end of the day, culture eats strategy for breakfast. Okay? It starts with who.
Yeah.
Okay? Because at the end of the day, you're creating, again, you're trying to solve a problem together. If you don't have the right culture, the right people around you, and you know there's ego involved early, you don't have the right co-founders, it will be a hard problem, because again, the numbers aren't also in our favor, Coach Laika. 90% of startups fail.
Wow.
90. There's a very, if it's harder than whatever, right? If in an upcut you fail, you can try again. In a startup, you're dead. Nothing. You lose so much money and everything else in between. But again, what we look for in a candidate is, first of all, the culture fit. In a startup, this is why it's unique. What we look for is character. Because we always believe that the skills can be taught. Because at the end of the day, in a startup, there, you actually create your own job description. Whatever you put that in the job description, that's just for paperwork. What if you know you can be the HR, the sales, and the marketing at the same time? Right? But you learn so much. You create your job. You pave your own way. That sometimes if you come in early, you end up becoming VP right away in a span of 3 to 4 years. And you know, but again, you create that job description, and we look for the people that have integrity and is a culture fit. So it's more you than what you've been through. So if you feel like, you know, it's an unlevel playing field and there's already head start, we don't care if you're from Ateneo, La Salle, UP, whatever. We actually care about who you are and do you fit what we're trying to solve. So in an interview, that's what I'm looking for. It's not where you're from. Are you going to fit in this quest to solve this problem? And what are you willing to sacrifice to get there?
Okay. Wow, so you heard it from the man, no? It's not about the college that you came from. And I guess this is part of the culture we're also trying to change a little bit. This generation is trying to change then. That, you know, the letterhead or the letterhead dun sa transcript mo, it does say a lot about you, but it doesn't fully explain who you are as a person.
No.
So, follow-up question lang, Ron. Eh, how do we reveal the character in the interview, kung interview pa lang? Or do you maybe get someone to work part-time muna or intern, any process in them gaining your trust?
Okay. So the trust, it's best, again, that's why we always accept interns. But we also still look for that. So we always look for people that are humble, that are hungry, and then are smart. Those are the three characteristics. But at the end of the day, it's the integrity that we look for. Because if we feel like, you know, you can all that and you will disrupt the culture that we're trying to build, and you're more of a me player than a team player, then I might back off, right? And whatnot. And I even throw away questions. Okay, if you're trying to apply to PNA, Elton, you're ready. You know, I even ask questions. If you're self-aware that early, that's a good sign that you're humble. I even question, one of the questions I usually like to throw is, if I called your previous manager or your latest teacher and asked them the one thing that irritated them most about you, what would they tell me?
Ooh, wow.
So now it's like, oh, shoot. Okay. I'm here to give my best foot forward, and now I'm going to give my worst foot forward. But if you can come clean and tell me that picture, what your red flags are, then that means you're humble. That means you're coming in like, all right, this is all my cards on deck. I can show you what it is. And then the last question I always ask is, why should I not hire you?
Oof. Yeah.
Biggest curveball. I always like, what? I'm here to answer, why should you hire me, not hire me? Then, and I always, there's no right or wrong answer there. I want to see how self-aware you are. Because the answers that I like in those types of questions is that, yeah, I might be this, but I'm willing to do this.
Yeah.
And with you, I want to learn. So those things. If you're self-aware, you know your weaknesses, and you can show me that you're here to contribute and you're here to hustle with us. Easy. I've had at least 5 to 10 people I hired on the spot because I knew it was the right fit right away.
Up. Wait lang. Bago tayo magpatuloy sa episode nito, let me just talk to you about something that helps me create the content that I put out here sa Get Hired and sa Trying Hard podcast. If you're an aspiring podcast creator and you want to get started, one of the tools that could help you is Podmetrics. All you have to do is to sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code GETHIRED, one word, yan, all caps. Again, the code is GETHIRED, one word, all capital letters. And that way, you can learn more about how it works and also help support this channel. And if you're an advertiser and you're interested to collab with Get Hired, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill out the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Wow. All right. So actually, we have an episode about that. Why should we not hire you? I love how you said that, Ron, because that's basically what I told them in the episode. Nayon. You have to add a but. So I'm this, but I'm willing to learn. I'm this, but I'm willing to sacrifice. And I guess when it comes to startup companies, especially, again, with the lines being blurred and all, you would be expected to do so much more than what you initially signed up to do. So it takes a lot of, I guess, grit, determination, and of course, empathy then with your teammates, because you're going to be in this project for a very long time. So yeah, now here's the next question. Again, looking through your article, because the third point there was hire fast, fire faster, which is something that I also see other people saying. But what does that mean then? What is something that would make you fire someone? So what is your deal breaker?
Yeah, culture. At the end of the day, because somebody can say all the right things in an interview, but in a month, you can already pretty much tell if this person is going to make it or not. Right. So, you know, at the end of the day, do you make my team better? Are you going to help us solve this problem, or are you going to be the problem? Right. And sometimes it's not personal. And when I was younger as a founder, it was the hardest thing to fire someone because I always try to see the best in people. Right. But in reality, what will happen is by keeping bad eggs, not saying bad people out, they just weren't a fit. It will now eat up my team. That's a harder team to swallow. Then, or again, if it's not really a fit, then you know, if we when you say fire, it's not like heartlessly firing. What I always try to do is that okay, it wasn't a good fit, but I might know some opportunities that you might want. Let me know how I can help. I will open up those doors for you because I also appreciate that you trusted me with your life, with your with your profession, with your skills. Unfortunately, it wasn't a good fit. And as much as possible, I want to make sure that we break it off nicely and I set them up to success in the next gig.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, no? And sometimes you can't explain it pa nga eh. You just feel it. You feel right. Like, okay, this person, in my case, I always say, you have to be sold sa vision. Kasi right. Team Laika is all about giving back. So if you're not here for that, if you're just here focusing on, again, making money, it's not bad naman, but we make money in order for us to do all these free stuff. So if you at any point feel na parang, okay, this isn't your priority,
right.
Then we have to let you go. Now, this is something I think a lot of kids would benefit from, Ron. Okay. Or not even kids, but those who are looking for yung second wind siguro nila or right. Something to spark their interest. Kasi I guess being part of a small and very mobile na community gives you that, yung passion. Again, if you saw the series na Startup, you probably know what I'm talking right. about. If someone wants to join the startup industry or be part of a startup company, pero they are still hesitating kasi parang wala ako nung skills that are necessary for this, what are some of the skills that they can start building?
Uh-huh.
And what is something that you can tell them, an advice that you can tell them just to get them ready for the startup company?
The common denominators of each startup that I see always are two things. On the customer side, sales and marketing. Because every single startup, again, is in that quest to look for a repeatable and scalable business model, right? So you need to make money. If you can help a startup make money, that gives them that inch closer to that repeatable and scalable business money. Mm-hmm. Number three, startups, by default, need to talk to their users a lot. So if you have people skills, have the ability to ask for feedback, mm-hmm. that's paramount. In a startup because it's ability. Now, on the tech side, obviously, there is a big, big chasm of hiring competent developers.
Yun.
Devs, my God. We pay top dollar to get the hired dev talent because there's so many people trying to solve problems. And again, it involves tech. And at the end of the day, the best way to do that is to, again, work. If you're a student right now, and again, you're looking for an internship, the best way to do it is do it in a startup because you're going to give yourself a head start. They're going to give you tasks and not even tasks. We need self-starters in startups. Responsibilities. What we're going to tell you, okay, this is what we're trying to solve. Go do it. I don't care how you do it. Fine. Yeah. I can't micromanage you and tell you, hey, this is what you need to do, huh? No, there's no such thing. You have to be a self-starter by default. So whether it's marketing, whatever, and all that. And most importantly, finance. Again, all aspects of business. But the most important thing is that you need to be a self-starter. Nobody is going to tell you what to do. You have to freaking figure it out. So you have to be best friends with Google. And, yes. You know, YouTube. Learn a lot on the fly.
Yeah, and one thing I always love to tell people that, Ron, is hanap bago hingi. Like, I think that's one of the... Parang one-liner lang yun, pero it sums up a lot of yung susi din for success. In a lot of different industries. Eh. If you're the type of person, na, okay, let me try to look for the answer first before I bug my manager or before I ask my boss or anything like that, it will really open up a lot of opportunities for you. And again, hearing from Ron in the startup community, that's paramount. Kailangan talaga nun. So thank you, I guess, for the golden advice, Ron. And if my mga internships bang PNA, can I send people over to you?
Yes, we have a lot. We're looking for talent all the time. We're always in the lookout for great talent. And when we do internships, we always have the utmost intention of absorbing them. Because also, at the same time, from a startup's point of view, we're investing in people, right? We want to make sure that that investment comes to fruition with us too. So we want to make sure that that growth trajectory that we already start off with. And I just have an example. My intern before in Partyfile was my intern, again, and then she became the ops manager in Chatbot. And now she's our head of operations in Podcast Network Asia. Her name is Ivy Barnachea. So you see, the startups by default have a culture of paying it forward. We like developing people. And the one thing that I also want to share is the framework of what Jack Ma said about looking for a career. When in your early 19s up to 20s, be a good student. right? That's what you said. So you can look for that. Jack Ma, good student. You'll see that. And then when you're in your 20s, what you look for, guys, more than a good startup, is a good boss. Someone who can be your role model, who can teach you the right skills, the right mindset, and everything. On where in your 30s, you know, you'll work for yourself. Now it's your time. Okay, you've been taught everything. You try to hustle on your own. You pay, give opportunities to others through employment. And in your 40s and above, you invest in the younger people. The earlier you can do the next step, the better.
Itatanong ko sana kung nasang stage na si Ron pero ma-reveal yung age niya.
No, I'm it's okay. I'm Tito Ron. I'm 32 as we record. So, there you go.
Not old. Yeah, but old in experience. There yes, that's it. Eh. What you said. Now, we can always elevate naman yung acceleration kasi yes. It's always per stage naman. And correct. In every stage, the earlier stage is still, of course, very important.
Correct.
Being, I'm sure, a CEO, you are forced to learn, relearn, and unlearn a lot of things, Ron.
Yep.
And thank you for sharing those things that you learned today. I hope this isn't the first and last episode that we're going to talk about this.
Whenever you need me, I'm ready to jump on this Zoom call. Let's do this.
Yes, yes. I need a mentor. A mentor. Hey. I would love to have a longer conversation.
I'm one message away, Coach Laika. Let's do
this. All right, so good. Thank you. I'll take you up on that. And again, we have Ron Maytiong right now. He has his own podcast. Na probably narinig niyo na rin in one of the plugs here in this channel. It's called Hustle Share. Can you tell us more about that, Ron, and why they should listen?
So Hustle Share again is a podcast about Filipino hustlers. Mostly, I talk to startup founders as well. I've had Coach Laika there as well to break down how she did her career, how dirty it was, all the sacrifices in between. And, you know, how you can actually do it too. So it's 2 years old. I've had big, mega CEOs like Ernest Koo, Francis Kong, and whatnot, just to try to pay a bit forward as well so that people can understand that everybody that made it were just like you. You just have to take the leap of faith and also sacrifice and hustle in between. Again, check it out. But again, check out all the podcasts of Coach Laika, trying hard and get hired. All right. These are the ones that really are not just good, but they're also chart toppers. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. I guess thank you sa lahat na nakikinig. Again, thank you for following the podcast. Thank you for sharing it with your friends. We get to help a lot of people get hired in this tumultuous times ng humanity. So I'm really happy to be part of that. And again, go and check out Ron's podcast. Go and check out Podcast Network Asia on Facebook as well. They do put up yung postings nila for job openings and internships. So yung mga eager beaver Gen Zs dyan na gusto na magkaroon ng real life experiences, go and check that out. And again, thank you, Ron, for your time. Follow the podcast if you want more. We'll talk about more tips in the next episodes. And that's it for now. As you always say, we are here to help you land your dream job. And if it's working for the Ron Maytiong soon, bakit naman hindi, diba? We wish you well. We'll talk to you soon.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.